the standard American diet. Everyone's eating processed foods. There's linoleic acid in everything. It's oxidized. Yes, processed foods do have very high levels. And if you're going out and eating Kentucky Fried Chicken or McDonald's, you are eating very detrimental oils, which are going to accumulate very long chain fats and therefore renegade fats and misfolded and aggregated proteins at the cellular level. We do not want this. This is the driver in disease. We know that.
It isn't about being perfect. It's about being better. Hello, my name is Dr. Stephanie Stima, and I host expert discussions with thought leaders in all facets of health, including nutrition, fitness, hormones, stress management, performance, recovery, longevity, health span, and energy production. On this show, we discuss complex science, but then we also alchemize it into actionable everyday living. The ultimate goal with the show is to assist you in making informed decisions about your health and to catapult you into being the hero in your own life. Hello, my Betties, and welcome back to another episode of Better with Dr. Stephanie. It's me, your host, Dr. Stephanie Estima. Today, we are talking all about seed oils, the big, bad, scary seed oils. JK, no, they're not so bad. We're talking about omega-6s and omega-3s, compounds like butyrate and how they can help with weight loss and body composition. My guest today is Jessica Berman, the CMO of Body Bio. Now, her grandfather started this company back in the 90s and building upon his mission to bring cell membrane medicine to the masses. Jess is the research head of Body Bio's research team, and she works with the NIH and developing ongoing clinical studies. So what do we talk about today? Well, I probably expressed for my first time my general disdain for this idea that all seed oils are bad. I actually really hate that messaging. And the first part of our conversation is all about that. Which seed oils, how they're prepared, why context is important, and actually how omega-6s and seed oils are actually incredibly important for our health. So the first part of our conversation, I will warn you, is a little dense scientifically, but you're smart. I know you can get through it. We talk about the omega-6, specifically linoleic acid, and then we get into the omega-3 discussion. So we start talking about alpha linoleic acid. We talk about DHA and EPA. And then we get into the weeds about where this conversation really needs to happen. It can't just be all seed oils are bad. It's like, which seeds, how are they prepared, and can we have a bit more of an intelligent conversation around this? We then move into a conversation around butyrate, how it can activate GLP-1 agonists. We've heard that before, that word before, very famous with semaglutides and Ozempic and all of that, and how consuming butyrate can help with weight loss, body composition, and how the fatty acid needs of women in perimenopause change and other times in our life. So when you are pregnant, when you've just given birth, when you're breastfeeding, what a child needs in order to develop healthy neural function, healthy brain function. This is a great conversation. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. So please enjoy my conversation with Jessica Berman.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout. Phospholipids are the building blocks that make up your cell membranes, and they are responsible for allowing nutrients in and waste products out of your cells, as well as protecting your cells from toxins and invaders. You lose phospholipids as you age, so both our production goes down and they become damaged from exposures to things like glyphosate and heavy metals and all those other fun chemicals and pesticides that we're exposed to on the daily. This is where Body Bio PC comes in. BodyBioPC is a liposomal phospholipid complex designed to nourish your cells for healthy aging, optimal brain function, gut health, a better metabolism, and much more. BodyBioPC contains concentrated levels of phosphatidylcholine, which is essential for memory, phosphatidylethanolamine, which is vital for mitochondrial function, and phosphatidylinositol, which is supportive to the brain and neurotransmission. Prioritizing your cellular health is absolutely foundational for your health and well-being as you age and you are navigating perimenopause. You can save 15% off of your first order with code BETTER at checkout at bodybio.com. So head over to bodybio.com/better and use BETTER at checkout.
Jessica Kane, welcome to the BETTER Show.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about fats. We're going to talk about brain health. We're going to talk about perimenopause. And I wanted to start off our conversation about big, bad seed oil. I was actually speaking to another guest on the show, and he's a cancer biologist, cancer researcher. And one of the things he said was, don't even get me started about people's misinformation about seed oils. And I was like, no, tell me more. What do you think about that? Because I actually had a personal experience. Somebody came up to me, was eating something. They're like, oh my God, how can you be eating that? That has seed oils in it. It's like, wow. Who cares? Like I am not part of the all seed oils are going to kill us. And I thought I might throw the floor to you, if you will, or throw the mic over to you to talk a little bit about seed oils. Are they bad for us? Are they going to cause heart disease and rampant inflammation and age us prematurely? Like, talk to me a little bit about the premise behind why people think seed oils are so bad, and let's debunk that a little bit.
Yeah, I think let's kick off with a bang here. And there's probably no bigger bang right now than that seed oil conversation. BodyBio definitely goes against the grain of the norm on social media and those you see who are speaking out about the detriments of seed oils. Essential fatty acids are essential. They are not biological substrates. We do not make them in our body. We need them for cellular health. Without them, you will have many different health problems, starting within your cells. And this research is not, it's not like random. This isn't something that we've just decided like, okay, we're just going to go against the grain here. It's rooted in many, many decades of research and many researchers all over the world who are looking at the essential fatty acid pathway, both from the mother essential fatty acids, which are ALA and LA. And I'm going to start off just because it fell off my wall and I'm going to use it by looking at the essential fatty acid pathway chart so that we can really just understand this here. This is my favorite chart. I use it all the time. We have a much nicer branded version of this chart that we share.
Super simple. Very, very simplistic.
It's beautiful, there, isn't it? Right? Yeah. So let's look at this. Omega-6, omega-3, lower level EPA, DHA. It's become this narrative that if you just supplement with this, it's going to offset all the bad you're getting from your diet. It doesn't work that way. This shuts down the whole pathway. If you're just going to be accepting these lower, you're not getting all of the downstream metabolites from the two mother essential fatty acids, those two parent essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acid. And there are, of course, inflammatory drivers that come from arachidonic acid, but they're also it's both pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory. And this whole pathway is a very important, critical biochemical pathway that happens in the body, which helps with so many different synthesis and so many different things in the body. So yes, let's talk about the differentiation between oxidized, rancid, industrialized seed oils. But let's also have a nuanced conversation about how important whole food forms of linoleic and alpha-linolenic are. And so what people have done is just say, okay, the standard American diet, everyone's eating processed foods, there's linoleic acid in everything, it's oxidized. Yes, processed foods do have very high levels. And if you're going out and eating Kentucky Fried Chicken or McDonald's, you are eating very detrimental oils, which are going to accumulate very long chain fats, and therefore renegade fats and misfolded and aggregated proteins at the cellular level. We do not want this. This is the driver in disease. We know that. So remove those from the diet, but still consume whole food sources of linoleic and alpha-linolenic, as well as EPA and DHA. Whole food sources of these are always going to be the best. And we need them. I mean, we know this.
We need, so this is what's important. So linoleic acid is an omega-6, as you mentioned, and you already mentioned this, but I'll just highlight it because I think it's worth highlighting. It's essential, meaning that we need to get it from the diet. The body cannot synthesize this on its own. If only there were human, if only we had looked at the information and the effect of seed oils on humans. And of course, we do have that information. There are these meta-analyses, which is sort of the highest quality of research, where they're looking at, in aggregate, many randomized controlled trials and sort of looking at what the signal is. And I'll just pull some here because I'd pulled this in preparation for our conversation. RCTs, or randomized clinical trials, have shown that replacing saturated fat with linoleic acid, so that's that essential omega-6 that we find in the Body Bio Balance Oil, reduces total LDL cholesterol. There's also some evidence that linoleic acid improves insulin sensitivity and blood pressure. A recent large-scale study looking into diet and its impact on the development of rheumatoid arthritis has also revealed a surprising finding. Linoleic acid may have a noticeable anti-inflammatory effect. So I would like there to be, to your point, a bit more of a nuanced conversation around omega-6s and, you know, these seed oils. Because if you're going to, I don't know, Burger King, McDonald's, name your fast food joint of choice, where they are refrying and reusing these oils over and over again, to your point, this rancid, you know, highly oxidized oil. Sure, that is not going to be great for your health. But when we're consuming the omega-6s that we find in nuts and seeds and eggs and meats and all the places that omega-6s are sort of an abundant, these are great places to be getting our omega-6s, and it's nothing to be feared.
No, it's not. And the truth of the matter is Body Bio was created first out of blood testing. So in the 1990s, my grandparents developed a couple different blood tests. And one of those is the red blood cell fatty acid analysis, which is performed out of Johns Hopkins Kennedy Krieger lab. And so they're using mass spec, to literally look at the red blood cell concentration and look at the accumulation of these different very long chain fats, renegade fats, aggregated proteins. And we see that when you are eating, you know, very poorly treated oils, these oils that are left in supermarkets, heated, they're in these clear plastic containers, the stuff that is using hexane and solvents and high heat extraction, all of this is very detrimental to our health. But the truth is so many people are actually critically low in true unadulterated linoleic. And if you are truly low in that and you do not consume ample levels, you actually will start to demyelinate. And so there's massive repercussions for actually avoiding essential fatty acids to the extent that people are. A lot of it comes from like this ancestral diet craze. Go back to whole food forms. That's what our ancestors were eating. And I think it's really time for us to have a little bit more of a nuanced conversation. I love when I see like one of these influencers in the wild and I meet them and we're chatting and I'm like,
in the wild,
do you truly believe that no one should be consuming linoleic? And they're like, oh, well, no, I eat seeds. And I'm like, mm-hmm. So you see the research. One of my absolute favorites, because obviously people always want to see a meta-analysis. And there's a study called The Effect of Dietary Linoleic Acid, Markers of Inflammation in Healthy Persons, a Systematic Review of Randomized Controlled Trials. The last sentence of the abstract, we conclude that virtually no evidence is available from randomized controlled intervention studies among healthy non-infant human beings to show that addition of linoleic acid to the diet increases the concentration of inflammatory markers. So how has this narrative picked up? It's the world we live in. It's social media. It's looking at everything with a discerning eye that you're seeing and hearing on Instagram and TikTok, and just going a little deeper. And that's always been who Body Bio is. We're not the company who's going to come out with big flashy headlines making claims of something. And we're just going to stay true to what we know, what my grandparents set out with, and the mission that they started the company with, focused on cellular health, focused on the health of your cell membrane. And we stick to that. And that's why we do so much education primarily for practitioners, because they understand that this is more nuanced than what social media appears to be.
Yeah. And I think part of the social, I think there's a couple of things. One, a lot of people who are on social media who are, you know, quote unquote influencers, are scientifically illiterate. Mm-hmm. So they cannot be, they're not able to parse through literature, which, in, you know, it's boring. Like for a lot of people, people don't have the desire to read PubMed like that. Yeah. You know, for some people,
I like it,
a joke. I like it, but like, you know, I'm also trained that way. Like I also spent, you know, my area of study is they train you how to think. They train you how to be able to parse between, you know, good science, good methodology, bad methodology, et cetera. So a lot of these influencers are, there's scientific illiteracy that is mm-hmm. rampant. And I think the other problem too, is that if you can promote something as a problem, like seed oils are the problem, then they can sort of swoop in with and here's the solution for it. My X, like my program, my whatever. And so the, you know, without naming names, like there's one, it's slightly different than what we're talking about, but there's this one particular influencer on social media, name isn't important, but has basically built her entire platform on the malevolence of glucose spikes. Mm. Like if you spike your glucose, that is basically you failed at life. You don't know what you're doing. You can't eat properly. And that's not how the human body is designed. Like yeah. we're supposed to have glucose spikes. When you consume carbohydrates, your glucose is supposed, when you have protein, that's what happens. When you exercise, that's when you sleep, that's what happens. You know, so your glucose going up is not inherently a bad thing. It's completely contextual. Yeah. So I always sort of like had a little nervous thing every time I sort of saw her posting about, oh, the, you know, dates are, you know, so bad, or this fruit is this. This is what it did to my glucose. And then, of course, you know, now she has a supplement line that's supposed to cure all the glucose spikes. And it's like, come on now. You know, this is normal human physiology. So anyway, so I wanted to bring that point up because I think that when we're talking about seed oils in particular, I think that there is some nuance that's required. I certainly think that you need to consume linoleic acid, ladies. As you said, you're going to demyelinate it. You can't survive without omega sixes and omega threes. Yep. So let's not demonize it. And even if you had the inclination to spend some time on PubMed, I will wait while you find it, something with seed oils, canola oil, safflower, sunflower, sesame. I will wait here and I will wait until you can come back and show me a high quality study that shows negative implications to human health with some of these seed oils. So
it's not picking up Mercola's book and showing that as evidence. I think it needs to be much more nuanced. You know, the other thing that cracks me up always is people in health spaces love to talk about evening primrose oil. Well, it's just a downstream metabolite of the omega-6 pathway. It's an omega-6, right. GLA, right. Gamma-linoleic right. acid. Right. Critically important. I mean, great trick for night sweats in particular, especially for me postpartum. I am not menopausal, so I don't experience those, but my mother has. But even postpartum for me, when I was going through just terrible night sweats afterwards, grab some evening primrose oil. It's super effective at just regulating that hormone pathway.
Well, actually, what's really interesting, pregnancy and perimenopause and menopause are actually very, like the night sweats, the brain fog, there's a lot of actually neurologically and endocrine, there's a lot of similarities between those times as well. So I think, yeah, evening primrose oil, famous in perimenopause, right, for helping with the night sweats, but also, as you mentioned, like, really great for postpartum ladies, new moms as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about omega-3s. So we've talked about linoleic a little bit, and I was pulling some research that I thought we might discuss in terms of the importance of omega-3s. And of course, DHA and EPA, always the popular girls at the party. They're always the ones getting the most attention, you know, for good reason. DHA, we see it having positive influences on the brain, and omega-3s in general, anti-inflammatory, improving insulin resistance, blood pressure markers, et cetera. Longevity, health span. But I wanted to double click on ALA, which is an endogenous precursor to EPA and DHA. Again, found in like the nuts, the walnuts, the meats, all of that. I would love for you to discuss why. So for example, one of your products, which is something that I use every day, the Balance Oil, it has the linoleic acid and it has the ALA. So what was the thinking around putting the ALA in this formulation, and what are some of the benefits that we might think about when we're consuming an ALA product? or yeah. omega-3.
So yeah. the formulation actually originally comes from the 4-to-1 ratio, which is the ratio in the cell membrane, 4 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3. The reason we don't do omega-6 and lower level EPA DHA is because you need those two parent essential fatty acids, those two at the top, to have all those beautiful downstream metabolites. The change from ALA to EPA DHA is actually very low in our bodies. So that is why so many people may supplement with fish oil. We really like to tell people to get their EPA DHA from whole food sources of fish. Caviar is actually one of the best forms that you can find. And the reason that caviar is so great is because it has the naturally occurring SPMs, specialized pro-resolving mediators, that are the anti-inflammatory part of fish oil. So long-term use of fish oil supplementation, especially when it's not treated carefully. So you want to always look for fish oil that's low heat extracted, hexane, solvent-free. CO2 extraction is a great form for fish oil. Ethanol extraction as well is great because they're using very low heat to protect those essential fatty acids. And so I always
because
like to tell people—
Because they're oxidizable, right? They're very delicate.
So delicate. Yeah. And so most of the fish oil, unfortunately, on the market is rancid. It's just the way it is. Unless you are, physician-grade, practitioner-grade supplements that are really talking about how they are treating the EPA DHA. And so it goes back to this idea and the formulation of balance oil, and the reason it's called balance oil is because all of these things need to be in this beautiful balance. If you are offsetting the body by taking a ton of EPA DHA, it is going to shut down the linoleic acid pathway and all those downstream metabolites. So this dance should be in balance. And that's the point with balance oil. It provides what your cells need, which in turn helps with cell membrane fluidity, with cell membrane neurotransmission. And from there, it helps with all the different organs and the different systems within the body. So 70 plus trillion cells in the body, those are in your brain, your gut, your liver, your skin, everywhere. And so you'll often see linoleic acid used in skincare products, in moisturizers, things like that. Well, our skin very much needs a healthy balance of these essential fatty acids.
My husband and I ordered sushi the other day, and there was, I want to call them fish eggs.
Yeah, salmon roe, tobiko.
The roe, that's what it is. Like they were pink. Or
eat it
orange,
all day.
Orange, eat it all day. So is that another good source, would you say, when they're...
It's a great source. Now, part of the problem with fish is you have to be careful with heavy metals. So there's a delicate dance there. I will say very excitingly, so we did figure out a way to extract EPA DHA and whole food SPMs from caviar. And we have a product coming out in, I think, mid-April. It should be coming out.
Oh, that's
it's
very
going
exciting.
To be a fish oil with naturally occurring SPMs in a phospholipid form. So this is going to be the most bioavailable form of fish oil. Now, this is not something I'm going to tell people. You take it every day. You cycle on and off the supplement. You take it during specific times. You take it particularly if you're dealing with some sort of inflammatory skin condition or autoimmune flare. It's great to quench that inflammation. But you use this in conjunction with balance oil.
Okay, so I have a lot of questions. My next question for you is, what's the best form? So I know that we have triglyceride form, phospholipid form, there's the ethyl esters. So you mentioned that this is going to be in a phospholipid form?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the reasoning for that? Is that because it's just going to be more bioavailable or it's not going to be degraded in the gut?
In a phospholipid form, phospholipids are what make liposomes. Liposomes are created so that they can encapsulate a vitamin, a molecule into this little sphere, and there's a hydrophobic and a hydrophilic tail. And so it makes it through the digestive tract into the bloodstream for cellular delivery for that cellular uptake. And it's assimilated beautifully because liposomes are what makes up our cell membrane, that wall that protects our cells. So phospholipid delivery is going to be taken up directly into the cells where it needs to be.
Okay, so my brain is going crazy now. Okay, so would you then combine that with other things that you would like to get into the cell membrane? So if you needed minerals, if you knew that you were mineral deficient, or if you wanted protein, would you combine it with that? Because anything that you combine with it is also now going to be able to be absorbed by the cell membrane?
That I would use BodyBio PC for. So PC is that pure phospholipid complex which is made of the four, well, technically five phospholipids that make up that cell wall, that cell membrane. So in the cell membrane, you also have cholesterol and protein and receptor sites and peptides. But the majority of the cell, the outer cell is the majority is phosphatidylcholine. And then you have ancillary smaller phospholipids within the inside and the outer layer. And so truly liposomal supplement, something that's taken up by the cell, is going to be made of phospholipids. A liposome has to be made of phospholipids. It cannot be made of anything else.
Okay. Do we have a name for this caviar DHA EPA product yet, or you're not, or we're not allowed to say it at this moment?
I wanted to call it SPM Plus, but we really can't because it's the product is EPA DHA Plus. Well, it's technically mostly DHA, EPA, and SPMs. Mm-hmm. So we're calling it Fish Oil Plus. And okay. The tagline is with specialized pro-resolving mediators.
And you mentioned cycling on and off. Is this, what is the justification for that? And is there any difference between genders? Do women cycle it at certain times of their menstrual cycle? Or is it just a couple days on, a couple days off, and only for specialized populations?
Yeah, it's really just about balancing that cell membrane. So those essential fatty acids that we looked at within the pathway, these are lower level. You don't need them all the time. Long-term supplementation of fish oil is actually going to act as a steroid in the body. And so you just want to cycle on and off of it so that you're maintaining that full balance. So if you are consuming, this is kind of like a cheat. We have always told people, take balance oil all the time and then eat fish. If you can get caviar, eat caviar a few times a week. This is providing a supplement for the people who can't get caviar, don't like eating fish, don't want to do the whole food forms, are concerned with heavy metals, because obviously we're testing the supplement for heavy metals, and don't have access to getting that, you know, fresh, wild-caught fish that is what's needed for our health. So it's really about keeping that whole balance of essential fatty acids, as opposed to taking too much of one thing that can offset the balance within the essential fatty acid pathway.
All right. In my research prep for the show, one of the interesting things that came up was that omega-3s also have anti-catabolic effects, meaning that, well, I'll read you the meta-analysis summary. So meta-analysis of 10 randomized controlled trials involving more than 550 adults aged 60 years or older explored the effects of omega-3 fatty acids on muscle mass, strength, and performance. The trials spanned anywhere from 10 to 24 weeks. Dosage ranged from 0.6 or 0.16 to 2.6 grams per day of EPA. One study provided 14 grams per day of ALA. The participants experienced increases in muscle mass of 0.33 kilograms, or about 11 ounces, and their functional mobility and fall risk test improved. And participants who consumed more than 2 grams of omega-3s per day saw greater improvements with average increases in muscle mass of 0.67 kgs, or 1.8 pounds. I think that that's crazy. And then the last thing, among those enrolled in the interventions lasting 6 months or longer, walking times also improved by nearly 2 meters per second. So omega-3s and omega-6s, when they're in the right balance, are very much famous for improving cardiovascular disease risk and reducing, you know, cognitive decline and helping with brain, you know, with the myelination of the nerves, all of these different things. And also we see that it has these anti-catabolic effects as well, which I thought was really, really interesting. Have you come across that in your research, or do you have any comments on that?
Of course. I think it just ties back to how many important things rely on essential fatty acids. So if you pull them out of your diet entirely, what's happening to your health? What is going on? It might not present at first. I hate to say this, but it's kind of like a vegan diet. You might feel fine at first, but talk to me in a year, 2 years, 5 years, see how you're feeling. And so it's all there in the research. It really is. And the amount of researchers that have been using them for so many different reasons. I think in general, we like to always balance fish oil. At the end of the day, I was talking to one of our doctors about this, and she treats some of the most complex chronic illness patients in the world. And she said, do you use fish oil on your patients? She said, no, every single patient walks out taking balance oil. I tell them to eat fish. I tell them to eat caviar, occasionally use fish oil, but we're not fish. We're humans. And we should not be taking that much long-term. Sometimes it's very helpful short-term to get that in, the inflammatory markers down and to work on specific things, but it's always about that balance of the essential fatty acids.
Yeah, and it's like salmon is one of the best foods on the planet, unless if you're living in 2024 and they're swimming in contaminated waters and the toxicity.
Your mercury's through the roof.
Right, exactly, exactly. And that's, you know, I struggle with that as well because I happen to love salmon. I really like to make it. My boys love it. And I also worry about the contaminants that the fish is being exposed to in the lakes and the rivers. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about perimenopause. My audience very much navigating perimenopause, navigating menopause, how to self-actualize and really prepare for that transition. And there's a couple of really big buckets, if you will, that most perimenopausal women struggle with. Sleep is one, brain fog, aka why did I walk into this room again? You know, aches and pains that weren't there before in joints, you know, delayed or attenuated muscle recovery from whatever workout that they may be trying to integrate into their lives. What are some of the products? What are some of the ways that we can improve brain fog? What are some of the ways that we can improve sleep? And then improving recovery as well, because I think, and I'll say this, I think the number one thing that every menopausal woman needs to master is how to be a boss at recovery. Mm. It's like all the things you do in the gym, all the things you do in your life, awesome. And all of your gains happen when you're resting and when you're recovering. So what are some of the ways that we can augment some of these factors that we are looking to maximize?
I mean, looking at the research on this, what I find most fascinating is the ability to synthesize phospholipids decreases as we age. For women, it's tenfold. And why is this? Because as estrogen decreases, PEMT activity decreases. And what is that? So it's phosphatidylethanolamine and methyltransferase. It's part of the de novo pathway, which synthesizes phospholipids from the foods that we eat and adds them to this phospholipid pool that our cells then use to keep our cells resilient and functioning. So taking a kind of step back of what like phospholipids are, DNA is our body's blueprint. It's an architectural drawing of your body and your genetics. But the actual actions of our cells, between the receptor sites on our cells, between the proteins and the ion channels, all of these wonderful things happening within our cell and our organelles, so our mitochondria, is all happening on the membrane. That wall that protects our cells, and that wall is made of phospholipids. So as we're going through perimenopause and menopause, we have less estrogen, less PEM activity, which is going to mean less phospholipid metabolism, less uptake of these phospholipids. So when women tell me my menopausal brain fog was horrific and I started taking body bio PC and I can think clearly, it's because you are supplying the body with what is so essential. It's such an essential nutrient that no one's really talking about within women's hormonal health. If you go to an excellent functional medicine doctor, most likely she's, you know, I would say if she's a woman and you're working on your hormones with her, she's going to immediately put you on phospholipids because she knows there's a massive choline deficiency happening and there's a massive decrease in that PEMT activity. So it's just a critical part as we're aging. I mean, it's a critical part of every step of life. But for women in particular, as we're entering these kind of years, it is really important to be supplementing with phospholipids.
Yeah. And I would add to that, that we also see changes in our linoleic acid concentration. I mean, like everything, everything sort of steps down. And when we look at younger women, you know, full of estrogen in their fertile years, they actually, interestingly, I mean, you can understand potentially why if you're in your, you know, reproductive years, women typically have a higher concentration of DHA than they do EPA. Mm-hmm. And that's probably because their, you know, the body is evolutionarily sort of reserving that for a baby potentially or pregnancy. But then as we move into perimenopause and menopause, we see those DHA levels drop. We also see that linoleic acid levels drop as well. And then it actually even shifts such that the omega-3 index is higher and that linoleic acid level is lower, which is why I really love that 4-to-1 balance that you have where you have more of the omega-6s because we require more of it as we age. Yeah.
Yeah. And adding in evening primrose. So through these years, I would say evening primrose and balance oil are two critical supplements along with phosphatidylcholine, phospholipids.
It's time for a radical shift in skincare. I am so over buying products that make big promises and consistently under-deliver. They spend all their money on marketing rather than the actual product itself. No more. I am proud to be partnering with OneSkin. This is a company that is targeting the root cause of skin aging with OS1. This is a novel peptide that targets cellular senescence, one of the root causes of aging. Under various clinical trials, OS1 was shown to decrease senescent cell load in the skin, upregulate genes associated with healthy skin function like collagen and hyaluronic acid, and enhance the activation of cellular repair pathways and increasing epidermal thickness. This company has had rigorous science to back up their claims, and it works. As you know, this year I am doubling down on skincare, and OneSkin is one of the ways that I'm getting my 40-year-old skin to behave like 20-year-old skin. Visit oneskin.co and use code BETTER at checkout to save 15%. That's oneskin.co and use code BETTER at checkout to save 15%. Okay, so for the brain fog, we're talking about Bodybio PC. This is sort of the big one that you would recommend. So let's talk a little bit about that product. Phosphatidylcholine, as you mentioned, is part of that phospholipid bilayer, and it's mainly what is that going to be doing in the body, the PC?
So PC is protecting your cells. So in today's world, we're living in this world where the toxins that we are exposed to from our environment, from environmental things, from herbicides, pesticides, from our food sources, from EMS, from everything, from blue light, all of these things should be sitting in the extracellular matrix. It should be sitting outside of our cells, and our cells are protected by this phospholipid bilayer, that wall that protects these things from getting into the cells. What's happening now is that extracellular matrix is full and it's seeping its way into our cells. Our cell membrane has been affected by eating rancid seed oils, by pathogens, by viruses. You have this leaky cell happening. Those bad toxins are getting into the cell. They're making their way into our nuclear and mitochondrial DNA, and they are affecting our epigenetics. So you're seeing more rates of disease, more rates of autoimmunity, more rates of, you know, a range of things, whether it's Alzheimer's to autism. And so in protecting and making your cells more resilient, you are able to detoxify those toxins much more readily. Your liver is functioning better. Your brain is functioning better. Your detoxification pathways are functioning better. PC is a critical tool for everyone to use to be able to live in today's world and live healthier.
What about from the ability to detox from mold? I'm just thinking of my girlfriend. She's a new mom as well, so just had a baby, and then she just found mold in her basement, you know. And I think we've had air quality experts on the show, and you know, she lives in Toronto, and of course Toronto is just one of those places where we have very dry winters, very humid summers, so it's just this perfect melting pot for mold. Mm-hmm. So are we able to, with using the choline or the phosphatidylcholine, is that also going to help, let's say, detox from mold exposure? And if so, can you describe? You sort of described already the mechanism, but explain to us how that might be.
It's mold, it's heavy metals, it's any of these toxins, it's the 50,000 chemicals that have been introduced to our environment over the last 100 years that helps with all of it. And what it does is it gets those toxins and it makes them water soluble, so they're able to be excreted through the body. Mold specifically, this is something I'm very, very knowledgeable in because I'm dealing with it. I had mold in my home. We're fortunate because we were not ill. We do not have any type of SIRS issue. Our health is at a very high level because we take all this stuff. So we only knew because we happened to do a urine mycotoxin test, and then we went and did further testing. What I find fascinating—
And it was in the home? The mold was in the home?
It was in our HVAC. Yeah. So we live on a barrier island, very humid, especially in the summers. We went through the whole remediation protocol, crawl space, attic, renovated home. So our attic is kind of external to the house. It's not in the insulated part of our attic, or our HVAC isn't. And so you had a mold buildup happening there. And then you have mycotoxin released through the air. So we did remediation, air purification. I now have learned a lot about sanitization using ozone, using 90% thyme extract. So that's called Benefact. And using these things that you can do on like a yearly basis to prevent that mold from building up again. In terms of the actual treatment, I am going to probably one of the best mold doctors in the country. And phospholipids, essential fatty acids, are the two things every single person is walking out of the office with. So I have worked with and have seen people's studies, seen people's tests using what's called an IGL test. So they're looking at the toxins that are sitting in your nuclear mitochondrial DNA and DNA addicts. So this is a really intense test. It's out of Germany that looks at these things and lists all the different molds that are sitting in your cells. I saw somebody who was doing 15 ml of PC, balance oil, and minerals a day, along with, he was taking, let's see what else was in the protocol, one binder, just one capsule of a binder a day, high dose PC, balance oil, minerals, electrolyte, turmeric, and a few other supplements in his routine. And 6 months later, the mold was completely clear. Completely clear. That's no IVs. That's no chelation. That's no hardcore binder protocol to remove all the minerals in the body. This is.
And that's because we are reinforcing and strengthening the cell lipid bilayer.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. Two chemical chaperones, butyrate and TUDCA. So two of our other products, and we'll talk about those as well. So those go in and they play a really cool role as chemical chaperones, and they break down those mold toxins that are attached to the DNA. And then the PC and balance oil are going to be used to kind of wash everything out of the cell and nourish the cell. And so those products alone were able to clear mold for that person. Now, this is a protocol. Children have the ability to detoxify these things much better than we do as we get older. Our toxic bucket gets overloaded as we get older, and it's much more difficult for us to utilize our detoxification pathways. What PC does is it assists in the clearance and the ability for us to detoxify these things. For kids, they don't need those chemical chaperones. You can just give them essential fatty acids and phospholipids to help their detoxification pathways work even better.
I also wonder, just as a mother, and certainly as a doctor who's seen lots of peds, lots of pediatrics in the practice, I would have a lot of kids sometimes come in with like aggressive or, you know, antisocial behavior. And one of the recommendations was to be giving them, it was, you know, ALAs or it was like, you know, omega-3s generally. And we would see an improvement in their behavior. And so I wonder, for anyone, any mother who's listening, who may have a child who is always finding themselves in the principal's office, maybe the teachers are saying, oh, we think he has ADHD, or maybe we think he might be on the spectrum, that kind of thing. And of course, we know autistic kids also typically have, we'll say, attenuated detoxification pathways as well, right? Like their ability to clear heavy metals and mold and, you know, pesticides and things like that from the system is also, we'll say, worse than or slower than what would be, I will use the air quotes, normal, like a normal child might, or someone who's not. So those intermediates, when the body is sort of detoxifying when we detoxify, you sort of take a toxin, you bring it to an intermediate, and then the intermediate is sort of packaged for excretion, sweat, kidney, you know, via the urine, stool, whatever. So those intermediates sometimes can be more toxic to the body than the actual original toxins. So these autistic kids or these aggressive kids, maybe with some behavioral disparities, would you say that they also might be able to benefit from?
We know it.
Yeah.
We've seen tens of thousands of them. Go look at, look at our reviews. I love looking at the iHerb reviews because you happen to see a lot of people from all over the world. They're able to order our products into countries that may not be able to have distribution. And you see these moms posting that their kids have started talking using vowel signs. They were completely nonverbal. It's incredible when you talk to the mothers, the parents of these children who have gotten their hands on balance oil, PC, and it's changed their lives. They might be on a high dose, but it...
That was my next question. Yeah. Actually, I forgot to ask you about that with the balance oil as well. I take a tablespoon a day. Great. I don't know if that's too much or too little. Great. That's what I take.
Yeah.
The Body Bio PC, a little harder to take raw. I'm not going to lie. It's like a little, you know, we'll say it's pungent. It's great, right? Like I know it's doing, I will take it. I just, you know, throw it back with some water or whatever. But what is the dosage, let's say, and maybe we'll delineate between, let's say someone who is they know that there's mold. We're trying to upregulate some of these detoxification pathways, or maybe there's a mom with an autistic child or ADHD. What would be a dose recommendation? Generally, obviously you're not a doctor, you're not their doctor, but you're going to make some kind of general recommendation for that versus someone who isn't symptomatic, although now that I'm saying that, you just told us that you weren't symptomatic and you also tested positive for mold. So what's sort of like a wellness optimization level that you might take on the daily, if you would, if you should take it daily, and then what would be like more of a therapeutic dose if you're trying to correct something?
So first off, these two things are essential nutrients. They're not supplements. They are essential nutrients that are needed in the body, right? It's very different. They're these biological right. substrates that are, they're so needed for a healthy life. So there's no upper limit, but from the anecdotal data and the data that we've had from, you know, over 35 years working with these products, you're looking at around 2 to 3 tablespoons a day for a therapeutic dose of each. You would do that for 6 to 9 months and then taper back down to a maintenance dose. So
about one tablespoon, would you say?
It could be a teaspoon to a tablespoon is a great maintenance dose as you get older. For those women who are in perimenopause and menopause, you may want to be up towards that tablespoon a day as opposed to the teaspoon. Or for people who are getting older and you're dealing with, you know, so many different issues as we age, you might want a higher level of PC. For children who, you know, for instance, my son was exhibiting hyperactive symptoms and his teachers, he just right. started kindergarten and his teacher said this to me and I'm, at right. first I'm thinking, public school.
Yeah,
he wanted him to fit into this box. He's a yeah. six-year-old boy. Let him be a boy and run around.
Yeah, but they like to move. Yeah.
Then I found out about the mold. And then I was thinking to myself, well, he's not hyper, but he has been acting a bit like a bit nuts at home. Mold's remediated. He's taking a teaspoon of PC a day, teaspoon of balance oil. I just had his parent teacher conference on Friday and they were like, this child's night and day. What happened? He does his stuff right away. He listens. We don't have to repeat it to him. Yes, he's a boy. He's running around. He's getting all, you know, energy out. But he is more focused.
Boys are designed to move. They're just different than girls. My boys always in the, they're the sweetest kids, but always in the principal, because they need to move. My young one needs to move. He stands up and he gets in trouble, but he's kind of, just needs to kind of be, his body, he's very kinesthetic, so.
Whereas my daughter can sit for hours drawing.
Right.
My son cannot do that.
So, question about your son: how did you give him the how did you give him the PC? Were you mixing that in a smoothie? Were you hiding it in yogurt, or were you just giving it to him straight up?
I educate them on the benefits of what we call Brain Medi, and they all just sit there like little fish, like ah. And now the 2-year-old, who's been doing it since he was, you know, probably 18 months old, sees his siblings do it, and they all just take it. They swallow it. They chase it with water, the liquid. But I will tell you something that we are working on, because I'm so passionate about making sure that moms can get this to their kids, especially moms with children with special needs and anyone on the spectrum. We're going to work on a whole series of recipes, ways to add it into gummies using clean gelatin, ways to add it into puddings. Look, if you're a mom struggling and you just want your kids to drink it, take their morning orange juice and just pour a teaspoon in there, mix it up. Mm-hmm. You don't have to blend it. They won't taste it as they're drinking it, especially if you give them a straw. They won't even realize it's in there. Mix it in with some yogurt. Mix it in with some honey. Honey is a great way. I know a lot of autism moms use like honey on a teaspoon. They'll put balance oil first to kind of lubricate the spoon, then honey, then PC, and then the kid's getting all of that. My favorite salad dressings that I make, I love, I don't know if you follow her, Jennifer Fisher Kitchen. She makes wonderful food, kind of paleo, autoimmune protocol type recipes, but she takes a dressing. I do a tiny bit of a very high quality, very protected dark container, very high quality olive oil. And then I'll use balance oil, vinegar, you know, a couple spices, a little bit of maple syrup, a little bit of mustard, Dijon mustard. It makes a great French vinaigrette. No one tastes the balance oil at all. So my children eat that. All my guests who come over eat it.
I love the balance oil. I could have the whole bottle. I love it. It just might be my own palate. I just find the PC a little thicker, a little stronger.
Hard, yeah.
It's a little stronger. So I love that you're formulating that. So, but like, you know, to your point, I find if you can hide it in something,
Sometimes
what I'll do is I'll make a smoothie for my boys. That's how I'll get it in, because my kids are also, and I just think their palates are immature. Like they just can't take, I like strong cheeses. They don't like strong cheeses, you know, so that kind of thing. So it's nice when you can hide it in, you know, the vanilla, strawberry, blueberry, whatever thing that I'm making for them.
Just remember that whatever you mix with PC is going to become liposomal, especially if you blend it at high speeds. So at the end, if you want to just like pulse it in sometimes, that's good because it won't lock into all those nutrients and make them liposomes.
Okay. But we do want, like I have my youngest son, his favorite smoothie is a vanilla protein powder, frozen organic blueberries. I think we have bananas that we have, you know, that are frozen. And so we will, you know, that's his favorite. It's like blueberries, bananas, vanilla, whip it up with some water, and then we can add in the PC.
Yeah.
The body bio PC that way.
That's perfect. Add in balance oil. Balance oil makes smoothies really creamy and gives it this great mouthfeel. And I don't know if you read this study, but that brings me to over to butyrate talking about bananas. So there was a study that was done in England of 1,000 people to eating a green banana every day, and they had a 60% reduction in total body cancers. And now they've gone on to study that much more extensively. But why is that? Green bananas are a source of resistant starch, and none of us are eating enough resistant starch and fiber these days, and it leads to butyrate production in the gut. Butyrate is the molecule that is incredibly anti-inflammatory in the GI system, and it's just an awesome, awesome, what's called technically a postbiotic. But give your kids, especially if you can freeze some green bananas just before they get ripe, I think it's an amazing source of resistant starch for them as well.
I wrote an article about resistant starches that still gets attention today. It must have been 5 or 6 years ago at this point, talking about cooked and cooled rice, cooked and cooled potatoes, the plantains, the green bananas. Let's talk a little bit about resistant starches. Let's talk about the butyrate. If you think about the word butyrate, it also sounds a lot like butter. Mm-hmm. I make eggs every morning with butter. There's no other way to do it.
No.
At least in my opinion, it's a little bit of butter, coats the pan, gives a little crispiness where the whites are. So tell me a little bit about butyrate. Certainly we know that it's a it's a byproduct, it's a metabolite from the bacterial fermentation of the colonocytes. But talk to us about why that's important and what are colonocytes. Like what's happening? Why do we need butyrate? You mentioned all cancers. Certainly I'd love to talk a little bit about, if we can, colon cancer, colorectal cancer. I was speaking to this cancer researcher last week, and I can't remember if we talked about colorectal cancer, but in my prep, it's the number three cause, the number three cancer in the United States. And it really shouldn't be. If we have enough fiber in our diet, and we're going to talk about butyrate and the role that butyrate plays in sort of feeding the colonocytes, like it really shouldn't be on the map at all. Yeah.
No, it shouldn't be. And the fact that it's occurring in people younger and younger is getting very scary. And I think it's indicative of our food. It's indicative of all the chemicals that have been introduced into our food supply, the herbicides and pesticides, the rampant use of antibiotics and things like that. And so butyrate is essentially, it's a byproduct of a balanced, healthy microbiome, which very few of us have these days. We have to work to get that now in today's world. And so I like to often think of it as if the plant is the bacteria in your gut, the probiotics, the food that the plant needs to thrive are your prebiotics, the sun and water. The byproducts are the fruits and vegetables, the flowers, that is postbiotics, that is butyrate. There are a few other postbiotics as well, but the main one, the main metabolite that is important for a whole host of reasons is butyrate. Butyrate is the food that's kind of taken up by the colonocytes that line our colon, that one cell thick wall, the turnover of which is every week, that helps to protect and seal the colon. It helps to prevent from leaky gut. It's an incredible part. Butyrate production is actually an incredibly important part in immune regulation and immune function. And it's also works on the cellular level. So that's really where it comes in to the body bio world, is in its role as a chemical chaperone, as an HDAC inhibitor. It has unbelievable properties.
So HDAC inhibitor, just the listeners, histone deacetylase inhibitor. Yes.
Yep. So, and that is essentially helps our DNA coil correctly and not get kinked and changed over time with all the things that we encounter on a daily basis, essentially. But we are seeing people just systemically low in butyrate, and that is from pesticides, antibiotics, all of these things. It's from missing so many of the keystone strains in our gut of bacteria that produce butyrate. And so we're seeing it even in children. Young children, they're having a hard time with ample levels of butyrate production these days.
And what do we see in terms of, are there behavioral knock-on effects? We were talking about the antisocial and aggressive behavior, autism in kids. Are we going to see with reduction, let's say, in short-chain fatty acids and butyrate production in the gut, are we going to start to see some of these behavioral, maybe maladaptations is the right word, in children?
Behavioral, I think you'll also start to see a lot of GI disorders. I mean, many, many years ago, you heard of one or two people having Crohn's colitis. Now I feel like it's rampant. Most of the commercials that I'm seeing when you watch, you know, television are on drugs for ulcerative colitis. It's wild. So a lot of GI disorders, a lot of things that I can't necessarily talk about as a supplement company, but butyrate is just a really critically important molecule that is, that's on a high level. It is a molecule that helps with regularity. It helps with sealing leaky gut. It helps with bloating. It helps with blood sugar regulation. It's a natural GLP-1 agonist. So it's going to increase the production of GLP-1 in the gut. And there's just a whole host of amazing benefits that butyrate has. I think everybody should be on it.
And so Body Bio has two forms, I believe. I have the sodium. And is the other one calcium?
Calcium, magnesium.
Yeah. So tell me about the two forms. Who should take what? Why someone might opt for the calcium mag over the sodium, or the sodium or the cal mag?
Yeah. So sodium's actually the type naturally produced in the body. Calcium, magnesium is around for people who are concerned about sodium hypertension. But as we've seen, the research on sodium is linking to longer lifespan in the last several years. It's essentially, the molecule that's critically important is called butyric acid. We use those minerals as buffers to buffer the pH because it is too acidic, and to ensure the product is enterically coated so it makes it to the colon. And a little bit is excreted in the small intestine where it's also needed, but the majority of which you want in the colon. And
it's
so,
not going to be destroyed. It's exactly. Not going to be destroyed as you're taking it.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah. So there's some people that say, oh, well, supplemental butyrate doesn't work. There's over 5,000 studies that show supplemental butyrate very much does work. There's many studies that we have provided our products for, whether it ranges from the NIH to different university studies. We're actually just starting a study on Gulf War syndrome with the VA, which is very exciting as well, using our butyrate. And for most people, I would say start with sodium butyrate. You can switch on and off, but sodium is the type naturally produced in the body and is the type mostly used in the research.
Awesome. Well, have you seen any research around long COVID? One of the things that we're seeing is, you know, this respiratory and downregulation of ATP production at the level of the cell. Is there anything that we know about any of the supplements that we've talked about today that can improve the patient's experience of long COVID or any viral infection? We know that all viruses have the potential for a long, you know, after the active infection is over, sort of getting back that cellular ATP production back online can take a long time for many people. Is there any evidence or any literature that you've come across in terms of helping with ATP production or improving patients, the frequency or the severity or the duration of their symptoms?
Anecdotal data, and we are working with several different doctors and a group of doctors to actually provide them the products for the studies, PC and Balance Oil. So PC for stabilizing the cell membrane that gets broken down during these viral attacks, PC for helping with the mitochondrial membrane, Balance Oil for supporting the cardiolipin production within the mitochondria and that ATP production. And so linoleic acid, if you remove linoleic acid from the body, you're going to shut down your mitochondria because the mitochondrial membrane, 80% of it is linoleic acid. So we need both those products together to help rebuild the cellular health, to help restabilize. And then there's so many other things that you can layer on that good practitioners are using, natokinase, serapeptase, you know, a whole host of other things, H1, H2 blockers. But this foundation that gets so damaged with COVID, vaccine injury, any of these people, they need those phospholipids and essential fatty acids to start to rebuild the foundation of cellular health.
And what about your regimen? So I know we've been sort of dancing around it a little bit. I'd love to know what you and your family are doing in terms of how you utilize these products for your own mold recovery. Is there dosages that you want to share, times of day? Do you consume them? Do you make sure that you consume them with fatty meal so that we're getting some of the lipases that are being secreted to help absorb them. Like, tell us a little bit about how you're taking some of these products in your home.
So I'll start in the morning. I take a table. Well, first thing in the morning, I take liposomal glutathione on an empty stomach. I take 2 capsules right now to help support detoxification from mold. After I eat breakfast, which is protein heavy, I will then take my Body Bio PC, Body Bio Balance Oil. I always support it with, I'm currently using Vital Nutrients Ox Bio with pancreatin. I need those additional digestive and pancreatic support. I have a history of gallbladder issues in the family, so I always like to take it with that just to really utilize those fats. At night, I will use Tudka instead to help utilize those fats. I take 3 butyrate after that meal as well. My butyrate levels are actually quite low right now because of the mold in the house. I also am using minerals. I use a bunch of different mineral support. I drink Elite throughout the day. Midday, I take a mold binder, Research Nutritionals MicroPull. I'm using biofilm support right now, a little bit of microbiome support as well. And then end of the day, I will also take PC Balance Oil Tudka. Before bed, liposomal glutathione and a supplement we have called Calm, which is a mineral blend that it's glycine, taurine, manganese, and phosphatidylserine. And that just helps to kind of calm my brain. I've got 3 little kids and we're building a business. I work with my husband. So I need a little bit of let my mind just kind of relax, and it works super effectively.
How old are your babies?
2, 4, and 6.
Oh, great. Great ages. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And so this is your therapeutic. So, you know, someone who's listening to that might be like, wow, that's quite a bit, but this is a therapeutic intervention right now that you're doing to sort of heal yourself from this mold toxicity. Let's pretend that we are 9 months in the future where you get your tests, all is clear, we don't see any mold in the system. What would be sort of a maintenance? How would you use some of these products on a maintenance, we'll call it wellness or optimization schedule?
I use Balance Oil throughout the day as a food, right? So when I'm making my lunch or if I make my eggs, I put a little Balance Oil on top. I make it with my salad dressing. I put it in my smoothie. That's a consistent one. PC, I would take down from 2 tablespoons a day, probably to a teaspoon to a tablespoon. I just put it in my mouth from the bottle. I put it in foods. Again, essential nutrient, needed as we get older, needed for hormone regulation, needed as I start to enter, you know, perimenopause. And butyrate, I would consistently take because it helps keep me regular. That's something, you know, I think is super important for detoxification. And I like the anti-inflammatory benefits of it. I like the research about many different things I can't talk about on this. And that's probably it. I really take it down to a minimal. Minerals, I think, are critically important, especially if you are purifying your water. If you use reverse osmosis water, get those minerals back in, a mix of macro, micro minerals. We're coming back out with our liquid minerals this summer, which I'm very excited about. Elite throughout the day, always, just to optimize that cellular hydration. And I like just take it down to a minimum, probably a Tudka every few days just for the neuroprotective benefits that it has, and some glutathione just to help with
odd fish oil plus when that product's out, you'll take it every couple of days.
When fish oil plus comes out, I'll definitely take it. I'll replace. I always go to Whole Foods and just buy like a $29.99 caviar, and we'll just take a teaspoon, put it on some eggs in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I was getting my fish oil from that, but this is going to be an easy way just to grab a couple pills and have those benefits from the specialized pro-resolving mediators, which I'm really excited about.
How wonderful is it to own a supplement company that you can be like, you know what? I'm just going to stop buying the $29.99 caviar. I'm going to make my own product.
I think what's been most eye-opening for me is the insides of the supplement industry. You know, most of these companies that you guys see are VC funded, started with a ton of money, come out with all this research. The research is, maybe it's great research, maybe it's biased, I don't know. But, you know, they say this is the one supplement that's going to do everything. And half the time it's made by some crappy contract manufacturer in God knows where. I've spoken to so many of these companies, so many of these contract manufacturers, they're so dodgy. It is the wild, wild west. And I will say, kudos to my grandfather, like back in the day, for starting a company with a mission. I mean, I pat us on the back for adhering to that mission and sticking with it.
When did he start Body Bio?
1998. And it was a time when the functional space was tiny. They all knew each other. These conferences would have 100 people. It was a tiny, tiny space, and it's blown up into such a massive industry. But just sticking with, you know, we were out of stock of so many products last year, and it was so frustrating to our customers. But we were not willing to compromise. You could just release something. There's no FDA restrictions from it, but we are just not willing to compromise on our quality control, on our raw materials, on, it's like the liquid minerals. We had to pull production of it because we weren't willing to compromise on it and release something that isn't what it says it is. So I think it's a lot of fun. I've learned a lot. There's a lot of great companies out there doing great things, but equally, there's a lot of cowboys.
Yeah, there's a lot of cowboys. And to your point, I do believe it is also the wild, wild west, which is why, you know, when we are thinking about partnering with certain companies, we are very stringent. There's only a few that we accept. And it's only been really recently that we've started doing that. So yeah. We are very happy and very proud to be partners with Body Bio and getting your message out to the world. So our Bettys, you know, our perimenopausal, menopausal warriors can also have a better lived experience. So thank you for that. Right. All right. So tell people where they can find your products, where they can buy them. I know you mentioned iHerb, but certainly we can, if you are an American, if you're living in the US or North America, really, we can expand that out to Canada. Where can we find your products? And if you are, I have also a sizable European audience here as well. Right. If they want to be thinking about ordering your products, where can you direct them to where they want to be shopping?
Sure. So bodybio.com is our hub. It will redirect you, if you're in Europe, to bodybio.co.uk, which ships to most countries in the UK, EU. We're actually working on specific UK, EU labels, so it will have all the different countries' regulations, which we're very excited about. We'll start rolling that out soon. In Canada, we're actually on Amazon Canada with a significant number of our products. I think most have NPNs, so you're able to get them directly on Amazon CA. You can order directly from bodybio.com, but obviously you'll deal with import duties that you wouldn't deal with if you're ordering on the Canadian Amazon. So that's exciting. And then we have multitudes of different distributors all over the world. So for people who can't get it in their country, check out places like iHerb. But there's a lot of other distributors that we've brought on. Fullscript, Emerson for practitioners in the US, and an equivalent that they also have in the UK now.
Wonderful. And I think that we have a code. It's probably better for some kind of discount. So we'll make sure that that's in the show notes. Yeah. I don't know it offhand, but my podcast producer will. But if I put money on it, it's probably better because that's how we like to structure it. So for the podcast, it's better. So we'll there's a nice discount in there for you as well. This has been wonderful, Jessica. Thank you you are so knowledgeable, so well-spoken. I know this is going to be so valuable for my women and the men who love them in terms of up-leveling the health of their families, themselves, their children, and, you know, the community at large. That's what women do, right? We make our homes healthier, and then we tell our friends and our sisters and our girlfriends, and then and so it snowballs from there. So thank you so much for your brilliance, your focus, and your time today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I must give you the obligatory legal and medical disclaimer here. This podcast, Better with Dr. Stephanie, is for general information only. And the advice, recommendations we discuss do not replace medicine, chiropractic, or any other primary healthcare provider's advice, treatment, or care. In the consumption of this podcast, there is no doctor-patient relationship that has been formed, and the use and implementation of the information discussed are at the sole discretion of the listener. The information and opinions shared on this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for primary care, diagnosis, or treatment. In other words, guys, be smart about this. Take it with a grain of salt. Take this information to your primary healthcare provider and have a discussion with him or her to make the best choice that is for you. Remember, I am a doctor, but I am not your doctor. And these conversations are meant for educational purposes only.